I think what stood out to me the most was their fight, that they did not give up after being down 0-2 in the first in both games, and then coming back in and getting the full win.
Yeah, certainly a lot of tense moments in there for, and I know for you as a coach, the mentality is a little bit different than it might be on our side talking about the match, just because, you know, some of your focus is what can we do better so it doesn't go to that fifth set, or we're not down early against both those teams, kind of like you mentioned there. But what did that show? What did you learn about the team's resilience in that spot where they don't have a lot of experience? What did you learn about your team in those matches?
Yeah, I think I learned that they do have some grit, and you know, now, should we put ourselves in that situation again? You know, there's more confidence from the, you know, coming from the court and the bench, there's more confidence that we're going to just fight through that situation and deal with it in a nice way to earn a win.
How do you prepare the team for something like that? Because, you know, again, without that experience and in that pressure-packed situation, I mean, it's a regular season game, so, I mean, it's something that you want to win, but it is still one of those cases where there is a tomorrow. But just in those situations where the girls don't really have a lot of experience, with all the volleyball background that you have, what is something that you do to get them ready for a situation like that?
Yeah, well, I think I do my best. I don't know if there's ever, you know, a time where you can duplicate it entirely, but try to run pressure situations in practice where, you know, if we don't get this or we don't do that right now, then there's a consequence of some sort. And so just trying to get them to have the intensity and the understanding that every play matters in this situation.
We're being joined by Austin volleyball coach Lauren Cost here on Mower County Sports Live, and I would imagine it's the same situation where the girls have had a couple of sets go to 30 points here this season against Rochester Lords, and I believe it was against Faribault in there as well. Is that one of those cases in sports where you can only simulate it so much in practice and you only prepare so much and hope that the girls are just ready for it when it comes up, kind of like one of those situations of a game going to a fifth set? Is there only so much that you can really simulate in that case when a set like that is just going and going and going and getting to 30 points like that?
Yeah. Game time is always a little bit of a different beast, but we run, you know, I try to run lots of different drills throughout practice that require conditioning. I mean, you got to stay with it in the long rallies. You got to stay mentally focused as the points go higher and higher past 25. And it gets really, really important to just keep playing to win. And so, you know, we do our best. There's always room for improvement, you know, on my end and in getting them prepared for those situations. But I feel like after going to 30 with Lourdes the weekend before our nice week last week, that we did a pretty good job fighting through and going ahead and pushing through for the win. So it was nice to be in some pressure situations, even though we didn't get the win out of those. I think it helped us get the win in later experiences.
Well, what does that do from your perspective, just from the coach's perspective, after a long set like that, an exhausting set where it's going to 30 points, what does that do from your perspective in terms of the rotations that you like to have set through the rest of the match after that? Does that force you to change anything from the strategy perspective?
Sometimes, but I'm comfortable with my girls, and in any rotation I put them in, I feel like they're going to work their hardest. And so once we kind of put a lineup out there, we usually roll with it. We try to get some other people experience at times. But, volleyball is a little bit different beast than some of the other sports where you can kind of sub in and out real quick. And so volleyball, you just got to work through it.
We're talking with Austin Packer volleyball coach Lauren Cost here on Mower County Sports Live. And going back to a little bit of that Rochester Century Tournament, of course, that match with Lourdes in there that went to that had the 30-point set in there. What's the biggest takeaway from that in having that tournament atmosphere where you're playing some very good teams in there? I mean, Rochester Century, always a strong competition for just in general and in the Big Nine in the section as well, Rochester Lourdes. What's the biggest takeaway when you're playing against a tough field like that at the Rochester Century Tournament?
Yeah, it was a nice tournament. It was a good experience. You know, I know that we just have a lot of things, I mean, technically to still work on, to get better at. The girls do have some really nice fight in them. And just trying to get them to understand what they can do, I think is a hurdle we're still trying to get over sometimes, that they're turning into a good team and that they can start believing in themselves. And I think that we're getting close to making our way into that, you know, the next level. Well, we're going to start turning the corner, and they'll see that their hard work is going to pay off.
Yeah, and you talk about taking those strides here over the course of the season. Just looking at the last three matches in terms of set aces that the girls have been able to get, eight aces, 12, and 8 again in the last three matches. How big of an impact do those numbers really make over a course of a match? And also, where are they in terms of the numbers that you want to see the girls put up on a nightly basis with those service aces?
Yeah, so what we're looking for aces is you definitely want to have more aces than you have errors. Because an ace is a nice, easy point, if you will. And we still need to keep it above a 90% serving percentage. So we need to serve aggressively, but we need to be smart about it and not make errors. I want them to go for it in intelligent ways, go for the ace. What that does for us is, you know, those are 12 points that all we had to do was serve in that rally. You know, we didn't have to go back and forth. It just was an easy, we handled the ball nicely on the serve, and they couldn't receive it. And so those are the best kind of points.
And have you seen the progress, or at least a level of progress that you've been satisfied with here so far as the season's gone along?
Yeah, we have gotten better every day. The kids' volleyball knowledge, it has grown, which will help their play, their court play. We still have a lot of things left to do and get better at, but that's good, right? We still want to grow. We don't want to peak at the beginning of the season. We want to be our best at the end of the season.
Right.
And so we're moving in the right direction for sure.
Being joined by Austin volleyball coach Lauren Cost here on Mower County Sports Live. And so looking at some of those next things here, just from your perspective, from the coach's perspective, what's the biggest difference between the five set wins that the girls accomplished last week and fighting back like they did and making some of those big points later on in the match compared to what happened in, say, Red Wing last night?
Red Wing wasn't a great game for us. We just did not show up to play last night, unfortunately. And I think that's one of those mental blocks that we've been having that we need to just get over, because we need to win at home and on the road. The fact of the matter is we play more games on the road than we do at home. And so it's very, very important to be good everywhere. And so, you know, we have to work through that, because it's just something every team has to do. Every team has to be good on the road and at home.
Well, what's the biggest challenge in your mind there of when you're on the road like that and in those some of the situations like you mentioned? What's been the biggest challenge that you find with this team and just in general from that volleyball perspective that you're working with the girls on?
Yeah, I think it's just mentality. Honestly, I think there's we have to work on the mental part of the game. When we go on the road, it comes a little more naturally at home, which is how we can, you know, we started slow last week in both of our matches, but then we picked it up and came away with the win, and we haven't been able to do that on the road. So we did a nice job at John Marshall picking up our game after losing the first two sets to them. Even though we didn't come away with the final win of the game, but losing 13-15 in the fifth, that we did a much better job than how we started, so that was good. But we haven't done that consistently, so we have a lot of improvement that needs to happen there.
I want to look at a couple individuals here real quick as we're being joined by Austin volleyball coach Lauren Coston. I certainly appreciate the time here, coach. Just looking at a couple of individuals here that you've had the chance to coach here this season. Just looking at some of the numbers that Jenna Broughton has put up and just piling up the assists all season long, but even just in the last two matches, about 70 set assists in there. What's been the biggest thing that you've seen from her and just the value in all those set assists that they bring to the table and what you know that you're going to get out of her on a nightly basis?
Yeah, well, Jenna is obviously able to put up a nice hittable ball pretty consistently, which makes her hitters more successful. But she brings a leadership quality to the team that people follow really easily. You know, she keeps a cool head, she keeps a good attitude and is very positive in all situations. And so that's very easy for her teammates to just kind of go down the same path she goes. So that's been very nice.
I know context is limited just in terms of that year-to-year improvement that we like to talk about a lot with high school athletes, but who have been the ones that you've noticed here so far that have stood out, the ones that have made some of the biggest strides from going back all the way to the fall practice to now at this point in the regular season, just some of the ones that you've noticed have made some big improvements so far to this point?
Yeah, that's really tough because everybody has actually really improved.
Well, that's good then, right?
Yeah, that's really good. I think Erica Lundberg has done some really nice things, and again, all of my girls still have room for improvement, but she is starting to pick up really nicely in the middle and hitting quicks a little bit closer to the speed I want her to hit them at, and so she's had some really nice success. Avery Thompson, she is doing some good things. Her timing's getting better, space off the net. So there's some good stuff there. Jordan McCormick, she is passing nicely, and she can hit a really hard ball. So we're just, you know, she's doing a good job mixing up her shots a little bit. And, you know, I've got some good, Lily Holtz is loving blocking on the right side and doing a pretty good job there. Maddie Rudderath, she does a nice job in the back row, picking up balls. He just thought, man, that one's down, and then there she comes to get it. So I think, like I said, I could go on and on about all of them, actually. But so we're doing some really good things. The girls work really hard, and they're really fun to coach, and it's just really nice being a part of the program. And just sharing as much as I can with them. And the season is so short, so
right.
I look forward to having a number of them next year, too. So,
yeah, and of course, you know, coming from the Lyle Pacelli program, now getting ready for a tough Section 1-3A tournament here just down the road. I believe that starts, you know, next week or so. And from that experience that you got in being in Section 1-A with Bethlehem Academy, you know, who's a regular at State, and Hayfield and Grand Meadow, a lot of tough competition in that section, talking about, you know, what we just saw at the Rochester Century tournament not too long ago. What do you bring from that now in getting ready for the section tournament here for the Packers?
Yeah. So, yeah, knowing a little bit about the tournament setup and how, you know, looking at our conference and that, you know, we've played nearly everyone now, and then kind of where we're going to finish in the conference and who we're going to match up with and how we can prepare for that team that we've already seen is going to be, I feel good about that. And then, you know, going beyond that at any point, how I can prepare the girls the best I can for going on the road to the next location. I feel better about that now with the experience from LP and how I can get these girls ready to just, you know, go as deep as we can into the tournament.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to certainly the Packers playing for a trip here to the Mayo Civic Center, like everybody else, certainly trying to make that a goal here this season. Now, last thing here for you, Coach, and I really do appreciate the time here today as we're talking with Austin volleyball coach Lauren Coston, Moore County Sports Live. What did it mean to you, going back, I think it was about a year or so ago, when you found out you got inducted into the Kansas State Volleyball Hall of Fame? What did that mean to you when you found out about that?
Oh, well, first of all, I thought it was just a letter that they wanted money, you know, an alumni letter for money. So I almost threw it away, so I'm glad I didn't. It was an amazing, amazing honor and a wonderful experience. And, you know, my time at Kansas State is something I cherish. I just, I loved playing. I loved being a Wildcat, and so to be honored in that way from K-State was awesome. So, and my teammates that, you know, you can't do it alone in volleyball. So I had some really, really good teammates who helped make me look good.
Absolutely. They're very much a team sport, volleyball. Well, Coach, congratulations on that and everything the team's accomplished here so far this season with the wins and the 5-set wins, a lot of exciting games, and certainly still a lot of volleyball left here to play. But I really do very much appreciate the time here today. Thanks so much for talking about the season.
Thanks for letting us talk volleyball.